Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
We're almost over the hump of August, which means summer is winding down. But don't worry, there's still plenty to do. Take this Sunday when Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings, who you hear in the background right now, will be performing at the Central Park Summer Stage for free. So need some more suggestions to make the most of what's left of these warm, sunny days? John Steinberg, senior editor at New York Magazine, and Adam Rich, co-founder of Thrillist.com, are here to tell us where to go and what to do with these waning days of summer. It's getting a little sad, guys.
Yeah, there's still a little bit left, though.
It's going to stay warm for a while still, I know it.
Okay. Eternal optimist. Adam and John, welcome to WNYC.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Thanks.
And we definitely do have a little bit of start on your phone, so let's kick off with you, Adam. Thrillist.com.
That's right.
So you're trying to help people find some cool things to do? Is that your whole objective?
Well, we're always trying to find something cool to do. And, you know, especially in New York, there's so much. But to find the right thing is really tough because there's just a million things going on and most of them are a waste of time.
Oh, ouch. Okay, well, let's categorize this. Let's do the highbrow. I've got some cash to spend and I want to, you know, make the most of these last few weeks. Okay, and then let's go to the, hey, not so much cash, and I just want to do something for free. So,
well, I mean, it's not exactly highbrow, but it will cost you a little cash.
Okay, a little cash.
There's actually something that is starting tomorrow night called Rental Car Rally, and it's based on like Cannonball Run kind of thing. It's like Cannonball Run with fewer mustaches, but you have to get a rental car, and it starts at Water Taxi Beach out in Long Island City, and it goes overnight, and you drive up to Montreal. There's a checkpoint up there, and you drive back down. And it's all on local highways and byways.
Okay, so break this down for us. You show up with your rental car.
You show up with your rental car and a team of, I guess, two people, and you sort of hot seat it and basically burn all the way up to Montreal and turn it around. There's going to be a party in Montreal overnight, and then you burn back down, and it's all timed. So it's really kind of like, I guess, on the margins of legality, but
right, and at $4 a gallon of gas,
that's right. I mean, it's not highbrow, but it will cost you a little bit.
Yeah, it's going to cost you. So, and the whole purpose of the fun behind that is you just want to drive really fast to Canada.
You know, I think that it's a little bit of a nostalgia thing. I mean, they're actually going to be showing Cannonball Run at the party on Friday night.
Okay,
and Two Lane Blacktop and some of these other kind of classic road movies. And it's really just kind of a nod to that style of adventure.
So they can get information at your website and likely
that's right.
At ours as well. Okay, so let's go with the free stuff.
What free stuff? Well, I mean, I heard you mentioning a free concert in the park, and the Seaport, the South Street Seaport, mm-hmm. always has these Friday night concerts. And there's actually another one going on tomorrow night called by a band called the Dirty Projectors. And
what do we know about the Dirty Projectors?
Well, it's a wildly orchestrated bliss from their press release. I don't really know what that means,
okay.
But I'll try it. I mean, the price is right.
Right. Public radio. Okay.
Yeah.
John Steinberg with New York Magazine. Same categories for you. The cash intensive and the not so cash intensive ways to have fun.
I think one great sort of cash intensive way to have fun would be to get yourself down to the beach. You know, we have a couple of weeks left, I'm sure, but there's a ferry that you can take from Wall Street, Pier 11, that takes you out to Sandy Hook, New
yes.
Jersey. And it's one of the most, I think, isolated and beautiful beaches that New Yorkers can reach within, say, an hour mm-hmm. of the city. And it costs maybe $40-$45 for a round trip ferry ride, which is a bit much. But once you get there, you can, if you bring along bikes, you can take a 5-mile bike ride along that path that skirts all the beaches. You can you can check out an old fort that was used by the Army. You can, and if you're into this, and not everyone is, you can check out Gunnison Beach, which is one of the largest clothing optional beaches on the East Coast. And it's quite the party scene every weekend.
Gunnison Beach. Now, well, it begs the question. So have you been there?
I have been there on assignment.
Okay, so that's the other follow-up. So on assignment, did you feel like you had to fit in with the natives, or were you fully clothed?
I did. I stayed clothed, and there were others like me, but it's definitely the type of place where anything goes.
John,
it's,
I just want you to know, you couldn't see Adam, but he gave you the big thumbs down. I'm just selling him down the river here.
You can't see it now, but I'm actually clothing optional as well.
Not so much. Anywho, John, so Sandy Hook, I make a definite pitch for that as well. That ferry, that high-speed boat ride is actually very quick and just fine.
Yeah, the boat ride is gorgeous. Yeah. You're going underneath the Verrazano Narrows Bridge. You're just coasting through the Raritan Bay, and you arrive at this beach where, unlike some of the beaches in Long Island or along the Jersey Shore, there's very few people out there, and you kind of could take a big swath of sand all to yourself. It's nice.
Okay, so say we have a nasty, humid, dripping in sweat sort of day, and you want to go indoors. Is there a movie? Is there a play, a musical that you've got to take in the next couple of weeks?
I would say, yeah. I think there's one of the best things you could do is to take yourself to PS1 in Long Island City, the
PS1.
Museum. Yeah, PS1 it's the modern art museum. It's the contemporary art wing of MoMA, and it's got a kind of a threesome of amazing installations right now. Indoors, it has something called Arctic Hysteria, which is a bunch of art from Finland. And if looking at art from Finland doesn't make you feel cold, then nothing's going to. And then there's a couple of installations by Olafur Eliasson, who's the guy who has given us the waterfalls. One of those pieces I just love is this oversized mirror that hangs in one of the galleries, and everyone who enters the gallery just takes a seat, lays down flat on the floor, and looks up at the mirror, and it has this really cool effect because you're looking at everyone else at the same time as you're looking at yourself, and you could just sit there and dry your sweat for a while.
Image. Yeah,
it's a great installation, and once you're on the outside of the Pier 1, PS1, they also have a cool installation called PF1, which stands for Public Farm, and it's basically this tiered layers of produce in these cardboard tubes that have kind of tried to create a working farm right in the courtyard of the museum.
Well, I'm Alice Rhee, and for Brian Lehrer, and I'm speaking to Adam Rich, co-founder of Thrillist.com, and John Steinberg, senior editor at New York Magazine. We're talking about how to get the most of these waning days of summer. So to our listeners, do you have some ideas, things you've done that have worked? Help us out. 212-433-9692, 212-433-9692. And it's not to say that Adam and John don't have great suggestions, but maybe our listeners have some little secrets for us. How do we make the most of these days of summer? Again, so Adam, how do you avoid the tourists? To say we're not grateful for all the cash they bring into our city, but...
No, God love them.
Yeah.
Those I Heart New York shirts are still fresh.
There you go.
I would really... I would avoid Soho and Times Square. It seems like kind of a cliche to be like heading out to the Hamptons, but being out there, it's so much cooler. You really do escape some of the crowds. What a lot of people don't know is actually out toward Montauk, there's a public campground called Hither Hills, and it's right there on the sand. And you think of the Hamptons as being such an expensive kind of posh thing, but actually once you get really far east, it's really kind of like the fisherman's community that I think it had been, years and years ago, and especially out at Montauk. But the Hither Hills campground is just beautiful, and you can just camp out there right on the ocean. And Montauk is really kind of coming up with lot of interesting stuff right now. And a place that we'd actually featured a few months back called the Surf Lodge is a converted motel out in Montauk. And they have lots of music going on and a really great chef. And you know, it's only moments away from this campground. So it's a weird kind of mix of the Hampton social life and really kind of a more nature-y kind of low-cost experience.
But isn't that also one of the places that's being, you know, people are complaining about? Because, again, there's been buzz about it. And I actually read a piece a couple of weeks ago. So once something gets out there and it gets popular, then it gets yuppified and, you know, Manhattan invades, right?
Absolutely. But, you know, also out in Montauk is like the Memory Motel where, you know, Dylan had played and the Stones did sets out there. So there's still like a lot that is less trendy and kind of more authentic to the area. And you really have a choice of all those things and, you know, great lobster rolls and
lobster
all the
rolls.
Seafood.
Well, we've got a caller, Eric from Basking Ridge. You're on.
Hi. This weekend in Asbury Park, there's going to be a Clearwater Festival on both days. And it'll be a lot of local music. And Bruce has occasionally shown up and joined us.
Ah. Okay, great. Thanks for your suggestion, Eric.
Yeah.
Any other music festivals? Any other music we should be catching, gentlemen?
As far as music goes, it seems like we've got a lot. A lot of the things are sort of wrapping up right now. Central Park, Summer Stage, and McCarran Park are just about done. What I would say, there's some great outdoor movies that are still on tap. Like there's one in McCarran Park in Williamsburg, which is 2001: A Space Odyssey. On Monday, August 25th, that's going to be playing. And there's another Kubrick movie, Stanley mm-hmm. Kubrick movie, mm-hmm. playing in Empire Fulton Ferry State Park, right under the Brooklyn Bridge, which is The Shining, which should be terrifying to see outdoors in the dark amongst strangers. So those are some of the kind of outdoor picks I would go for.
Okay, we've got another caller, Seema from Long Beach. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi. No, I live in Queens, but I'm on my way to the beach.
I see.
Listen, I pulled over to the side, the curb, because I love what you're doing, both of you. I love Brian Williams. I mean, Brian Lehrer. I love Brian Williams, too, but that's neither here nor there. What I want to say is I love to have fun. I'm a grandma. I go in the city all the time to Upper West Side to my daughter to help with a 3-year-old, 2-year-old, and 7-month-old. But we're always going in Central Park, which is free, or the Riverside Park and all that. And the people have money there, but they're not snobby at all. I love it for that reason. I don't have money, but I love to have fun and see and goodness.
So you're right.
End of speech. This is what I want to tell you. I want to share with you as you and your two guests are sharing.
Yes.
How to have fun. And one is, which I didn't do yet, but I'm waiting for my brother to come back from Israel to go with him, and that is the hot air balloon is in Central Park. It goes up 300 feet, which is like 26 stories, my husband tells me, a retired engineer. So I want to do that, but it's a two-hour wait, and it's over, I think, the 25th of August or maybe before, but it's in Central Park somewhere near 72nd Street.
Great.
In the middle, deep into the middle of the park. Have you heard of it?
Well,
do your guests know of it?
Great. Well, thank you so much for your call, Seema. That, unfortunately, is going to have to be the last word. But, you know, great caller, giving us some great advice about that hot air balloon. And if you've got other comments, definitely weigh in online. And my thanks to Adam Rich and John Steinberg. We've been talking about summer fun. Thank you both, gentlemen.
Thanks for having me.